In this Class A first round matchup, North Butler at Madrid, and we're joined by the head coach of North Butler football, Jordan Vanderloop. And coach, your initial thoughts on your opponent here this evening, Madrid, first time facing this team.
Yeah, like you said, it's the first time we were playing them. I'm very excited to play someone new. It's nice to get out of kind of routine to it. They're a tough team. They've got two big tight ends. They're quick. Their quarterback does an excellent job reading the option and running it. He's shifty and got great top speed. Their running back's real good too. So we have to make sure we come ready to go and ready to play right from the get-go.
Facing a new opponent like this to begin the postseason, how preparation has gone with practices here this week?
There's been a lot of film study, seeing what they like to do, their formations, if there's any tendencies, some of their key guys. So it's really diving in and looking at that, and then just trying to mentally prepare for it, what they might come out in, what they might try to do, and physically just getting our guys in the right spot and making sure that we're taking the right hole or taking on the right block and so forth to put us in the best possible situations we can.
What you'd like to see from your offense attacking this Tigers defense as you have a stable of running backs ready to go?
We need to establish our run game first. Up front in line, we got to make sure that we have everyone accounted for, who we need to block and open the holes up so our running backs have lanes to go through. And then just executing our plays, doing what we need to do. Not trying to do too much, trust our teammates going to do it, and just playing sound football.
What it looks like attacking this Tigers defense, balance between run and pass?
We're going to have to mix it up some, try to throw in some play action, try to get them, you know, caught off guard here and there. So it's just playing our football and executing like we need to do. You know, it's far enough in the year that we know what our role is and what our kind of MO is as a football team, and it's just going out and executing.
What you'd like to see from the defense facing a Tigers offense that has been pretty balanced here this year?
Making sure, option-wise, we have everyone accounted for, try to keep the quarterback in the pocket, and not give him time to set up and go through his progressions, and just trying our best lockdown. Like I said, they got some tall receivers. They're very talented. They're very fast, so we just need to make sure that we have the bend-don't-break attitude.
What coverage looks like trying to slow down a passing attack like that? Is it more pressure, or is it having double teams on some receivers, or what it looks like trying to slow down a passing offense like that?
I think it starts up front with the line, trying to get pressure on the quarterback, having linebackers come through as well, just not letting him get comfortable, maybe try to hurry his progressions and his reads, and then making sure the receivers don't have an easy release, trying to jam them or get a hand on them here or there, just trying to throw them off their route so timing gets messed up.
What it means to you in this program to be back in the postseason here this year?
We're very happy to be back into it. It's something we shoot for every year. The guy's been working really hard, you know, on the field and off field, studying film in the classroom, going through the mental stuff of preparing for it as well. So it means a lot. We really have the bar set high, and, you know, we just want to keep reaching and getting better every week for it.
One of the things that's really impressed me about your team here over these last couple of games of the regular season is the next man up mentality. You've had some injuries to some of your key players, and you've had people step up and fill those roles. What that looks like here going into the postseason?
Same thing. We're hoping to get a couple of guys back here, there, in some spots, but they're just taking opportunity and making the most of every opportunity they get on the field to show what they can do. Like I said, we're running backs. We have three talented running backs between Evan, Tucker, and Peyton, and they can all carry the ball and do different things. And we can also put them at some other spots as well, at some tight end spots if we need to, or split them out. So there's other guys too that can hop in and play many different roles. So it's nice that we have so many guys that are versatile in so many different positions. And like I said, the younger guys, if they get a shot, they're going to make the most out of it. They want to get on the field and show what they can do.
This will be Wade Wangsness's first playoff game as your starting QB. What conversation has been with him here this week, getting ready to lead your offense against this Tigers team?
Just to go through his progressions, trust his eyes. You know, he's got a good sense of the ball. He's really developed week by week since he's taken over, since Brody's been injured. And just doing what he can do, not trying to do too much. Every now and then we told him, you know, you might have to take a shot down the field and throw a little bit more of a risky pass, but we want him to take those shots every now and then.
what your message to your team is going into a win or go home spot.
Just that we've told everyone, you know, everyone's 0-0 right now. It's kind of a do or die time where this is where it's all fun, and we get to see some different people play some different team stuff. So this is going to be exciting to go out and just leave it all on the field. I mean, seniors never know when it could be their last game, and we told the underclassmen, you know, if this is their last game or if it's the next one or whatever, go out and play as hard as you can for them so they go off with a good memory.
Final thoughts, Coach, as this Bearcats team is back in the postseason and you'll begin your journey here on this Friday night as you take on Madrid.
We're just excited to have this opportunity to play. Like I said, really excited to play a new opponent. We're looking forward to it. It should be a fun time, and we're just excited and ready to go.
Well, Coach, best of luck to you and the Bearcats as kickoff's right around the corner here on this Friday night in Madrid, and best of luck to you and your team as you take the field.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Once again, a big thanks to the head coach of North Butler football, Jordan Vanderloop, for joining us here on the warm-up show. Kickoff is straight ahead here from Madrid on Radio on the Go.